to me and nothing's enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. And nothing's enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany, and I'm here. This is an interview that a lot of people have been asking for, so I'm actually really excited because this was recent too. They're like, when are you getting him on? I'm like, okay. All right. So my good friend, Angelo Carter. Hi.
What's going on, everybody? I'm so excited to be here. Like, you have no idea.
Yay. I'm excited
to have
you.
This is like everything.
Yay. We're going to have fun. I'm so excited. We're going to chat. There's like so many things that we could talk about. So.
Oh my God. Yes.
Awesome. So guys, if you're new here to the Under the Rope series, here I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees, backstage. I got you covered. If you guys got questions for Angelo, please feel free, drop it into the chat. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to answer all of your questions. So make sure you hit that like button, that share button, hit the subscribe button so you can make sure that you catch up on all these interviews. If you guys are listening to this later, I love you guys. Thank you so much for checking it out. I already see people in the chat. What's going on, Sky? What time is it? Is it 2:00 in the morning? Our UK friend is in the chat.
Oh my gosh. Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I hope it's so late over there.
Yeah, I know, right? It's so crazy. Like, okay, can you give us the lotto numbers? You know, maybe we can,
right?
I love it. Maybe
you can see the future.
Yeah, definitely. What's up, John? How are you? I will get to that. You guys know how I like to start this podcast off, so we're going to learn a little bit of, we're going to backtrack, and then I'll get into your questions, but please feel free, drop them into the chat. So
yes, we love questions.
Yes. All right, so we like to go back to basics here so we can get a little background of you. Okay, so again, another student of Logan Black, which we will get into. So let's start with, you know, like what made you got into wrestling, and then we can talk a little bit more about, like, you know, how you started with T2T and working with Logan Black and everything.
Yeah, of course. So I started watching wrestling like religiously in like summer of 2008. Mm-hmm. So that's like, you know, kind of like the cusp of the PG era and like, you know, the Divas era. And like, look, okay, like say what you want about the Divas era, but those was my bitches. Okay, those was my girls. Kelly was my girl. Okay, like the Bella Twins, my girl. So like I had always been like into women's wrestling. Like women's wrestling was like my thing. Like I loved the Divas, but also like who didn't love John Cena? Who didn't love, you know, Edge and Randy Orton and all those guys, you know what I'm saying? So like I was super into, like that was the time when I started watching. Yeah. And that's the time, so I have a really romanticized view of that era because that is my like prime time of watching wrestling.
Yeah.
And what made me get it, so like I always kind of had like, oh, maybe I would want to be a wrestler at some point or at least work in some capacity with WWE, but like, you know, it never really crossed like my, you know, like really became a thing until Sasha Banks and Bayley at TakeOver Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like I have that match tattooed on my arm, actually, the date of the match.
Wow.
Yeah, because that match means so much to me. Mm-hmm. You know, that match really is the start of who Angelo Carter is today. Mm-hmm. So like those women, and of course, and Becky and Charlotte and like, all of those, Bianca Belair, like I can keep going. But like that match was the cusp of like who I am right now.
Oh, I love the like the tattoo, because everybody's always asked like what the meanings of tattoos are and yeah. everything like that. So do you get that like a lot? Do a lot of people like ask you about that?
So it's usually covered, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, of course now it's cold as hell in yeah. New York. So it's like covered and like, you know, you can't see it unless I point it out. Mm-hmm. But like, and it's so small, like, you know, you would have to like look and like, you know, really make it out. But I've gotten asked a few times, like, what does that mean? And I'm just like, well, here's a good old story for you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's so awesome. Awesome, awesome. All right, so let's go into, you know, again, like working with Logan Black and being, we're going to talk about interspecies because I definitely want to like cover that.
Yeah, of course.
So, but yeah, let's go back to that, like, you know, training, working under him.
So I started, so I want to go back a little bit.
Okay.
So I originally started wrestling in 2017 with House of Glory. Mm-hmm. I was there for about 3 months. You know, I learned a lot from those 3 months, and, you know, like real life just kind of happened and I wasn't able to go back. You know, it was like, I got a new job and like, you know, other things kind of started taking precedent. And I always kept saying for like those years, I'm going to go back. But like, it never really happened. But I remained, in contact with, Big Game Leroy, mm-hmm. and we were Facebook friends and stuff like that. And summer to September 2020, I'm looking on like Instagram one time, and like I learned who MV Young was through Leroy. And so now I'm, you know, September comes and now I see this new wrestling school opened up in Brooklyn. And in Brooklyn, there's one wrestling school.
Yeah.
And it's Johnny Rod's downtown Brooklyn. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, oh, a new wrestling school? Oh, that's amazing, right? So, you know, I think I lost the Instagram page, couldn't find it. October comes, I found it again. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm definitely going to take the leap and, like, do it, because they're right there. Like, I literally could get on one train and take it and then walk, like, 5 minutes to the address, and I'll be there in no time. And I think on my first day, I kind of just was like, yeah, I think I belong here. You know what I'm saying? And then the first month happened, and then I was like, oh yeah, I definitely belong here. And then fast forward, and it's been 2 fucking years, and I'm just like, what do you mean it's been 2 years? Like, it doesn't even make sense. So, you know, it's just a testament to the environment that every single person who has trained, who has been a trainer, that has stepped foot in the walls of any building that T2T has ever been in, it's a testament to how much they just enjoy us. But also, like, Logan built such a phenomenal foundation for how you should treat people and people coming into the business brand new. You know what I'm saying? For this school to be one of the, you know, only real, true, like, openly queer and, like, you know, schools like in the area, like, you know, for a sport that has been so dominated by the straight white male, you know, for this school to be so openly queer and so openly loving toward everyone, it is. And, you know, for everyone who has come across any one of the students to be like, yeah, like, you know, you guys are great. And for everyone who's walked in those doors, you know, to be like, yeah, this is, I feel like I belong here. It's a testament to the environment that Logan has built, and he's the best. I love Logan to death.
Yes, he's so great. All these names, like, Leroy Green's been on this podcast like 3 times. It's so crazy.
I love Leroy. I love Leroy so much. He's absolutely incredible. Yeah, we had Leroy. We had Hot Sauce was our trainer for a couple of months. We had Willow, like, who is currently on AEW Queen. Television.
Yes.
And I call her my mother because that is my mother. Like, we had Willow as our trainer, and she taught me so much. So it's just like, wow, you know, like, all the people who stepped through, Brother Greatness, like, we had so many people who helped train us.
Yeah. Oh man, we were talking about Brother Greatness last night when Joseph was on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it's so great. Like, all these names, you know, it's nice, and it's kind of like relevates off of my podcast with a lot of you guys. Right. So Leroy said he felt like, because he's been on so many times, he's like, I feel like I got to do something big. He's like, I feel like I got to go to Japan before I come back on your podcast.
Right.
But it's so awesome, like, watch your guys' story and, like, watch you grow where you guys go to today. It's just absolutely amazing. Hey, April, what's going on? And she's in the chat. Captain Dave, what's going on? Oh, it's actually midnight in UK. I didn't know that. I think we lose like an hour there because we went back in time too the daylight savings time. So, all right. So John has some questions for you. So we're gonna pause here. So his first one is, what is your favorite wrestling promotion?
My favorite promotion, do not put me on the spot.
Be careful. People might be listening and it might cost you some bookings.
Don't be costing me no bookings now, okay? I can't pick. Like, I've been afforded so many opportunities this year to work for so many incredible companies. Man, I can't really pick. Like, I love all of the places that I've worked. Like, I have a special love in my heart for Blitzkrieg. I love just everything about Blitzkrieg Pro. Like, every opportunity that I've gotten for Blitzkrieg from Blitzkrieg has been incredible. I have a special love in my heart for Vibe because that was a huge opportunity that I got. And, you know, to go to Vibe in my, you know, Beyonce homecoming Coachella inspired gear was like a concept dream of mine that, you know, I was able to do. I have a special love in my heart for Grind. Like, Grind, you know, me and Joseph both started in January at the merch table, and then to watch Joseph's rise at Grind and to be able to make my Pulaski Club debut in December against the Sad Sad Boys, Mike and Travis, it's been like, you know, like, I love every promotion that I've worked for. But I do have to say, I have to always give two special, like, shout-outs to two promotions. Yeah. IWW, Industrial World Wrestling, my home promotion, they have always given me, like, the best opportunities. And, you know, like, they, you know, Tom put me on, and he didn't really have to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, he put me on as one of his students and totally didn't have to. Like, he could have just been like, no, you're a student. We'll put you on later. But, like, he believed in me, and I will always love that.
Yeah.
And Wrestler's Lab. Yeah. Wrestler's Lab, at the beginning of the year, they called me the day of the show, like, hey, like, we need you to come. And I really credit that as being the beginning of this whirlwind of a year that I've had that is still not over. So, like, all of the promotions that I've mentioned and all of the ones that I've worked for, ISDub, everybody, like, I am just immensely grateful for you guys giving me the opportunity.
It's great. All right, let me ask my question. I'll go back to your second question, John. All right, so for the fan that's never seen you wrestle, right, obviously I've seen you live and everything like that, so, but I like to ask you guys because sometimes, like, my recommendations are very different than yours. So for the fan that's tuning in, listening to this podcast, never seen you wrestle before, what is the go-to match that you recommend that they should watch to become an instant fan of yours?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I think my favorite match that I've had this year is actually not up yet. One of my favorite matches. I have like a good five, but the match that I always recommend and tell people to watch is Angelo Carter versus A-Game 2 at Scientific Tendencies at Wrestler's Lab. I think that perfectly encapsulates who I am in the ring. It perfectly encapsulates what my character means. You know, that's the match that I would recommend. It's Angelo Carter, Joseph Alexander, the sequel at Wrestler's Lab in August, Scientific Tendencies.
Ooh, definitely. Check it out. There you go. I love it, love it, love it. Okay, John's question is, who is your favorite women's WWE superstar? So I guess Sasha Banks. So there you go. Perfect, perfect.
Nothing else for me to say.
There you go. All right. So let's talk about this. Let's talk a little bit about Vibe. You know, you brought it up a little bit. So it was another fun weekend that a lot of people got to enjoy. I'm glad that we get to see that. So tell us, like, you know, how special that is for you, you know, and like maybe some of your favorite moments that happened.
Well, like, I can't even begin to just describe, like, what, you know, Billy has built in Vibe. You know, it's such an inclusive space, you know, and it's such an amazing just vibe. Like, there's really no other word that you can use. You know what I'm saying? Like, for lack of a better term, like, it's really such an amazing vibe to be surrounded by so many people who are just like you. You know what I'm saying? And for me, you know, queer, black, like, it's new. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is also a brand new world for me, you know? So, like, to be able to turn, and there's Eddie McQueen, who's been doing this for fucking ever, and I love Eddie to death. And then turn, and there's Billy, who's been doing this for forever. And then turn, and there's Catred. And then turn, and there's Logan Black, who is my fucking trainer, who I love to death. And, you know, to turn and see all of these legends, and Candy Lee, and Dark Sheik, who I'm still mad at because Dark Sheik punched me in the dick and got me eliminated from the Cassandra Cup. So me and Dark Sheik still got a little bit of beef out here in these streets, okay? Mm. But, like, it's just amazing. It was such an amazing weekend. And, you know, both nights, like, you know, to have been on both nights, to have been able to, you know, do that Cassandra Cup and come out, and people still telling me, like, you got the biggest pop of the night coming out, dressed as Beyonce, coming out to Formation, like, to the point now where, like, Bill is like, the next time you work for me, you come out to Formation and that's it. Like, you don't come out to anything else. And I'm just like, okay. Like, I mean, it, that's what it is now, you know? And, like, and then the next night to be in the Sweatpants Battle Royal and to have, like, some of those moments that were so fun. Like, it was just a fun weekend. And I would relive that weekend, like, if I could, I would totally go back and relive that weekend again.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's so awesome. I love it. I always say, right, like, you know, we're from New York. So it's like, I always feel like we have the most biggest, like, open minds of, like, everywhere. Right. Like, it's like, I, like, don't even think of anything with it. I was like, as long as you're a good person, I don't care what the heck you are. Right.
Exactly.
Like, that's all that matters. But I love the fact that it's like, even like going to like other promotions and like even like me traveling around and stuff like that, and you see the LGBT flag like in the wrestling schools and stuff like that. Like, I went up to the New England Pro Wrestling Academy, and it's like up there, you know, like you go to H2O and it's like you see the flag, and it's like, I love that. And I'm like,
it makes you feel so comfortable.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Especially for me, like, it makes me feel so comfortable because, like, I feel like at least walking in, that there is a level of, this is a safe space. This is a safe space for me to be who I am.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love seeing that. And then you see it like, so like Rich Paladino, like, you know, announcing like at Wrestling Open, like, you know, this is a safe space, you know, there isn't going to be any of that, or you're going to get evacuated. Right. So, you know, it's like, you know, everybody has your back and you don't have to like worry about anything like that.
I love when promotions do that too. So, IWW, we do that over there. I love when promotions do that. Cause again, it makes me feel like I am working for you. You know, I'm working for you. You know, you're paying me, but I'm working for you. And you are, you know, you care about me, you know.
Right, right. And that's how it should be, you know. Like, exactly. We should all feel comfortable. Like, hey, if you could perform, then why the heck not, you know. So it's becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. And you're seeing it. And you have, like, Effie's Gay Brunch. And, like, you know, like, everybody, like, going on.
That's talk. Such a goal of mine.
Yes.
Is to make it to Effie's Brunch.
Ooh.
I love Effie.
Tell him. Tell him. Tell
me, you know me, okay? You know who I am. You know me and you love me. Just put me on the brunch.
Yes.
Put me on the brunch. Give me a good cocktail. Let me get a mimosa and some French toast and kick somebody's ass on the brunch. That's it. Ooh. That's all I ask for.
Yeah. Well, we put it out there now, so maybe it'll happen. Like, Effie, now you gotta do it.
Now you have to do it, Effie. If you don't do it, we're gonna have a problem.
Oh, no, no threatening, because then
No real problem.
He'll make you some French toast. I'm dead. I'm so dead. All right, so I want to talk about this, and then I see another question in chat. So, okay, let's talk about QWI, which is great, because I love all the lists that are coming out, and it's great. There's so many different, like, you know, lists, and, you know, whatever. But you made 176, you know, like, I know this is, like, an honor for you, and I saw, like, people tweeting about that. So tell us about, like, that experience for you being on this list, like, finding out about this list, you know, like, that you were on it. Give us a little bit of the tea of it.
So that was last year. I made 176 last year. And for that to be in my debut, I think I started last May, like, actually working shows.
Yeah.
So for that to be in, like, my debut, like, 8 months. I was like, what do you mean I'm on a list? Like, it doesn't even make, like, it didn't even make sense to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't make sense because I was like, what do you mean I'm on a list? And so for me, I was honored because I was in this new place of coming to terms with my sexuality and like different things. So being able to see that on a list, like, and you know, for them call that, the words that they called me were charismatic rookie. And I was like, whoa, like I was still trying to figure out if I was a good wrestler or not. So for someone else to see enough in me to put me on their list in my first 8 months,
yeah,
I couldn't even like fathom that. Like I was like, I couldn't even believe that. So for me, that meant like just the absolute world to me. So, you know, I know the list was paused because Brian, they have COVID this year. So I totally am here for it. Like, I want Brian to get better because I had COVID 3 times, child, and okay, it is not fun. So I totally want him to get better. And before they even like think about the list for this year, but I'm very curious to see. I'm like, oh my God, like, all right, like the first 3 came out. I think we're up to 110 now, and I'm just like, oh my God, like, am I in the top 100? Like, I think I would probably fall out. Like, if I was in the top 100 or like the top 50, because like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
I'm in the top 100 or top 50. Like, it doesn't even make any sense to me, but it does at the same time. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I watched myself, like, and I know that I've put so much work in this year, and I've had my peers, and you know, I've had Logan, and I've had other people come up to me and go like, yo, like, you have put so much work in this year, you know, and to have like people that I respect tell me that they want to work with me, or they're a fan of my work, or like they want to, you know, help me in any way, or they're, you know, putting my name in the basket for, you know, this new promotion or whatnot. Like, that to me is just like, I can't even, like, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, thank you.
Yeah.
So like, just all of this is just like, wow, like, I can't even believe what this year has been.
So insane. I love to see that. It's so amazing that we get, you know, we get that. excuse me. All right, wait, I saw a question in chat, and then I'll get back to mine. John says, what is your dream match?
My dream match, I have a few. I'm going to go with, like, the 2 dream matches that I have. Mm-hmm. Bryan Danielson, mm-hmm. because he's also a big inspiration of mine. Like, just, you know, I read his book, and he's just like out of this world. Like, he's like, I relate to him in so many different ways. And my other dream match is Johnny Gargano, because he's another one that is a huge inspiration to me.
So good. Both of them. So good.
Oh my God. Like, when Johnny like didn't resign with WWE like late last year, I was just like, does this mean that I can get
Johnny
Gargano in 2022? And he went back to WWE. So like, I get it. Like, look,
I was hoping for like a little bit of like an independent run.
Like just give us
just
like
a couple, a little bit.
Us, like the return tour for like 6 months.
Yeah, that's it. Not greedy.
That's all we're asking for.
Oh my God.
But you know, it didn't happen. But it's okay, because you know, that just means I got to get to WWE now.
Yeah. And he loves the indies too, like, which is so great. Because yeah. Like, even like, I
Johnny probably knows who I am. Oh my God. Johnny Gargano knows who I am.
I saw him at Evolve, and like when Evolve was around, you know, like, and it was just like, he's like the sweetest person. And he's like, all the time to like talking to all his fans and stuff. And he's just a good person. And me and him, we share a birthday. So we're besties. So
that's so dope.
We're besties.
I share a birthday with Asuka.
No. Oh, really? That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay.
I feel like
sister.
That should be a fan tweet that goes out on the Indie Wrestling Corner's Twitter. Is like, which wrestler do you share a birthday with?
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this podcast later, let me know. Because I'm sure you share one with somebody. That's so crazy. So Joseph Alexander's in the chat. He goes, I share a birthday with Alexa Bliss. Look at that.
I'm laughing because I heard that in his damn voice. He's so annoying.
Oh man. All right, let's move on to some more stuff. So, all right, let's talk about this. I said this when I saw you up in Grind, which we will get back to Grind because we're going to talk about Mike being sad and all that stuff like that.
Oh,
and
yes. Then,
you know, but I want to talk about, and I told you this, I was like, we got to talk about the gear because this is exciting because I'm like, you know, when I see you, it's like, I'm all about like flashy, give me some rhinestones, give me some sequins.
Yeah.
I'm all about that. See, obviously I have little stones in my eyes.
I wish you would have told me because I would have done my eye.
Oh, well, that's my thing.
I would have done my eye just for you.
Oh, that's okay. It's okay. I recently saw you in person, so I got to see that. So.
Right.
But yeah, so talk to us a little bit about like the gear, how it was inspired, who made it. Because I always want to put over gear makers too, you know, and it's like, I feel like they don't get enough credit sometimes. So, or maybe there's a wrestler looking, you know, for gear. They're looking for a gear maker. So tell us.
So I got this gear rushed. I think I found out, like, you know, I just, like, I wanted a new look. Like, my previous gear maker, Danny Gosha, did a phenomenal job with my last set, and it really kind of helped elevate my character, you know, to a different level, because, like, once I had something that represented me, how I felt on the inside, once I had it represent me on the outside, I felt like my confidence went to a different level. I felt like I could really, like, you know, okay, cool, like, I have a full look, I have a full presentation, like, people understand what I'm going for now, right? And, but I wanted something different, I wanted something new, and I had been asking around, like, people on Instagram, like, what should my next set be? And, you know, everybody knows at this point, if you do not know, then you have not paid attention, enough attention. I'm probably the biggest Beyonce stan in wrestling ever. Like, I listened to Beyonce, I think, 16,000 minutes this year alone.
Wow.
Yeah. Some people think it's a problem, and if you think it's a problem, kiss my ass. So, I was like, I wanted something new. I wanted a new, like, set, and I was like, you know what? Like, this would be the perfect thing to, like, end the year off with, you know, and start the new year off with, like, something really new, really good, really flashy. And it's actually a concept piece. She wore something very similar at her On the Run 2 tour with Jay-Z back in 2018. And it was like a full Versace bodysuit and like the knee-high boots and like the long coat. And I was like, I want that coat. Like, I want that coat. And I was like, if I get the coat, I might as well just get the full everything. Mm-hmm. So I hit up a bunch of different places, and Daryl Apparel was the first place that was the, she was the first person to get back to me and was like, okay, what do you want to do? Can you send me a concept? And I think we had everything together in less than a week.
Wow.
Less than a week, she was like, okay, cool. I had sent her the deposit and we were good to go. And at first, I wasn't supposed to get it until like right before Grind on the 2nd. And then I ended up needing to get it rushed because I wanted to take, you know, my beautiful Vogue pictures with Harry Aaron. So I was like, can we get this like moved up a week or two? And I'm like, look, I will pay if, you know, I will pay the money for it. And Valerie, when I tell you, she is so good at what she does. Like, I got this gear, and when I tell you, I got, like, I literally, I'm leaving my house to go do something, and I open up the door, and I see the box on the floor, and I started screaming, crying. I got my gear. I opened it up, tried it on, everything. Like, I was late to my appointment for whatever I was doing today because I tried on my gear, and Kenya Moore twirled around my house for about an hour because I was like, I cannot believe this gear looks so good, and the rhinestones and everything about it is so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And at Daryl Apparel on Instagram, on Twitter, darylapparel.com. Valerie is absolutely phenomenal. I would recommend her to anyone who is looking to take their, you know, look to the next level and has that idea and has that in them. Daryl Apparel is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, it's so nice. And I love the photo. Shout out to the photographers out there,
Shout
too.
Shout out to Harry Aaron.
Yes.
He did that.
Okay? I love all your photos. Like,
Thank
shit.
Thank you.
They're so nice. Like, I'm like, oh, like, I open Instagram. I'm like, oh, hello. Okay. But they're so nice. But that's why I say, like, everybody's important in wrestling, you know? So it's like, I like to give that love out to everybody as well. So, hey, you know what? There's always people that are always asking me, they're like, Tiff, do you know any gear makers? And I'm like, I know a couple, but, like, you know, there's so many. But I always see that, like, posted, like, who's a good gear maker, you know? So, you know, but yours is, I love it. I was like, like shiny. Yeah. I'm all about it. So, all right. So let's talk a little bit about Grind since we brought it up. Yeah. Right. So recently, and it just aired the other day. So you teamed up with Logan Black against Travis Huckabee and Mike Sadros. He's very sad.
I love that.
He's very sad. I posted a clip on my Twitter today, that Mike ripped up my sign.
I was like, that was so rude.
He's rude. He's sad. He's just flat out depressed. He walked away from Santa Claus last week.
That's ridiculous. Who walks away from Santa Claus?
He's just depressed. Like, you know, even like, so Delmi even said, like, Travis looks so unhappy with me. And I'm like, and then he was like,
what is Travis happy with? Like, that's the question.
I don't know. He's got a gorgeous bridge, though. So, like, he's got a gorgeous bridge. He's like up there, like one of my favorite bridges, though. So he gets that. But yeah, I think he was a little disappointed in me, but that's all right. He'll be all right. So we talked about it yesterday with Joseph Alexander that we're just, you know, the environment of Grind. It's one of those things, like, I mean, you'll see it on TV and everything like that, but to physically go to Grind is an experience, 100%. You know? Oh, so if you haven't gone, Wrestleville's coming up. You should be going, everybody. Yeah. I'm going. You know, if not, check it out on IWTV if you can get down to one of the Grind shows. I love being in East Hampton. We're going to go get dumplings. Maybe you'll come with us because I was talking about this with the beautiful dumplings.
Yeah, so I saw the clip yesterday. I was like, did Joseph forget about me? Like, are we getting dumplings? We're newly besties. Like, don't play with me like that.
We're going to go get dumplings and ramen. That's the plan. So,
and there we go.
I'm right up the block, too. So, but we have to go early because they close early because it's Massachusetts. You and me, we're used to, like, things being open to, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning, right.
And I was like, come on. So now that we have to go early and we're going to have to go have some lunch or something like that before we go to Grind. So that's the plan, Joseph.
We're going to go to,
But anyway, tell us a little bit about your experience with that, because that was awesome.
So I want to go back to January. Mm-hmm. January, they ran, I believe it was January. I think it was the end of January. Yeah. I feel like I have my dates right. Mm-hmm. The end of January, they ran a show, and that was the first time, I think it was like their second or third show. That was the first time like I had ever like been to a Grind show. It was the first time I met Rip, first time I met Delmi, and they are the best. I think Rip is absolutely hilarious. Yeah. I think Delmi is like the sweetest person on the planet. And, you know, I was just going to work Jake's merch table, help them out, you know, and it turned into like, yeah, I'm going to help them out, but I'm also going to watch the show, you know, I'll open the door, but like, I'm also watching the show through the curtain or through the monitor. Because every single Grind show, like Joe said last night, is such an experience. Like, there is nothing like being at a Grind show, because every single match means something. Every single match is like, you know, everybody's bringing something different. No match is the same. You know, everybody has their own level of intensity. Everybody has their own level of character. And like, it's just, it's a testament to what Rip and Delmi have built at Grind. And like, I texted them after my debut at Fear of the Dark and after this past show, Sinister Urge. I was just like, I can't tell you guys how grateful I am to be a part of this roster. Like, you know, sometimes I have those moments, and I feel like all wrestlers have those moments where they feel like they don't necessarily belong somewhere, but like, to know that, you know, two people who are doing some of the best, like, indie, putting on some of the best indie shows, honestly, like, anywhere, have, like, believe in you, like, that's awesome to me. And I'm just super grateful for them giving me these opportunities to be able to introduce, you know, who I am to a different crowd. So to go from working the merch table in January and then September getting my, you know, debut, but then getting to debut in the Pulaski Club, which to me was something that, like, I wanted that. I wanted to walk through those doors in the Pulaski Club.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, like, RPM Fest was super dope. Like, you know, I wrestled at a metal festival. Like, I tell people that all the time. I'm like, yeah, I wrestled at a metal festival this year. But, like, the Pulaski Club, getting to walk through those doors at the Pulaski Club, and to be able to walk through those doors with Logan, somebody who I literally lived in his backseat all year, like, every show that he was going to, it was like, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna be there. Because I just wanted to, you know, move further in my career. But, like, also, like, I wanted to get this experience. I wanted to, you know, just go places and hang out. And, you know, to be able to do that with Logan and tag team with him and, you know, have a really good match with him, it meant a lot to me. It really did. And, you know, for the three of us, me, Joseph, and Logan, to, you know, be rallying around each other after motherfucking Manders, you know, was doing some BS, you know, I think that was a really, like, I love that shot of just the three of us, because it's just like, yeah, like, you know, we here, baby. Yep. We here, we ready, you know? But, yeah, I love Grind. I love them forever. And I'm so excited to see what, you know, I can bring to Grind in 2023, yes. Season 2. You know, I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too. Oh, man, it's going to be good. Yeah, and it's like the week before I see you, and then we're at Interspecies Wrestling, which is so crazy. And then you wrestle Logan Black. So, you know, like, it's just funny. It's like, okay, you guys are beating up together, you know, beating each other up. And then next week, then here you are. You're tag teaming together.
Right, you know? Exactly. That's what you do. Like, you know, your family, you know, you argue, and then you turn around and you go beat somebody else up for being crazy.
Or you make someone sad.
Right,
Mike,
exactly.
He would make Mike sad or whatever, like, exactly. That. But that was fun too. Like, that's great. Like, I shout out to Interspecies Wrestling. Like, I love it. Like, they come down from Canada. I went last year. They were in the HO building. This year they were in Connecticut at, like, this brewery, which was kind of, like, really cool.
I loved that venue. I loved everything about it. It was so fun.
I got to chop Jeff Cannonball.
Oh my gosh, yes, you did.
Did you see that clip that I, like, came out of the bathroom and they're knocking on the door? I'm like, really? Like, this is happening? And I hesitated because I love Jeff Cannonball so much. And I'm like, oh my God, but they're not going to stop until I chop him. So, okay.
Well, I'm sorry, Jeff. I love you. Like,
Jeff, we'll share some of your soda, you know, but right. You know, but that's so funny because it's like the year before, if you guys are following me on the channel, Jeff and oh my God, I just went blank on his name from Interspecies, the owner of it. You know, like, he was on the podcast. Oh, why am I blank on the name? You know, so, like, so it's just so funny, like, full circle going on here pretty much. So, was it Mike?
Yeah.
So, like, but yeah, that was great. But it was just that was a fun experience. You know, like, you know, I wish they would come down more because it's just fun. It was just.
Man, the guys at Interspecies, like, that was such an experience. Like, I had so much fun that night. Like, it was, you know, it was relatively a new crowd, you know what I'm saying? But also, like, it was in Connecticut. You know, I've pretty much been working in the Connecticut, Massachusetts area all year now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was cool to see some familiar faces, but, like, people who are, like, brand new, who have no idea who I am. And for me to walk out to Pose and literally the entire place is chanting Pose, you know, by the end of the match, I was just like, thank you. Yeah. You know, so look, ISW, I got my passport. That's what I'm saying. So we out to Montreal.
Yes. Oh my God. Can you bring back some coffee crisp from Canada? Like, oh my God, those things are crack.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my God. They're so good. I tell McCray Martin that he has to bring them for me every time he comes down. Like,
I went to Canada to train at IWS, the IWS school back in August. And shout out to Shane Hawk. He's the best.
So nice.
Love him. And all those guys out there at the IWS school, they're so, so good, so incredible. And I think we had stopped somewhere and I had grabbed some and I was like, And then, like, Tim Hortons out there is better than Tim Hortons. Oh, yeah. I'm just like,
it's just trash here. It's trash. I had a Canadian friend come down here and I'm like, let's go test it. And he was like,
Yeah, of course, because everything in America is processed and gross.
That's sad, but...
Yeah, well, but anyway.
Right. All right, let's talk about your pre-match ritual, because we're going to talk about, because I got to witness it, because I was backstage, were you freaking out about your hair?
Oh my gosh, I am the literal worst when it comes to pre-match. So like, you know, I do my little my rhinestones around the eye and stuff, yeah, like that. Depending on the show, like sometimes I'll do like one eye, or you know, and make it like really like, you know, elaborate. Sometimes I'll keep it super barefaced because like I don't want it to distract too much from like the gear or from like the wrestling or whatever. And you know, sometimes they come off, so then they end up on ring, or sometimes in my mouth, which is gross.
Ooh, yum.
But I'm, but I'm the worst when it comes to my hair.
Yeah.
I, like, you could ask anybody that I've ever worked. Matter of fact, you could ask Joseph a million times. He is the first person I'll go to. What should I do with my hair today? And he'll legitimately look at me and go, I don't know. And I'm just like, thank you so much for being such a great friend right now. Because I don't know what I want to do with my hair, and you're not helping me. And usually it always ends up just being like a high pony with some, yeah, like left out in the back, or like I'll do the side pony with some in the back. But like, I struggle because like, I don't want, it can't pull on my hair too much because my hair is really long and I don't want it to rip out of my damn scalp. But also like, I want it to look really cute and flowy.
Yeah.
My hair is the mess. But when it comes to like pre-match, like rituals, like once my hair is done, once my eye is done, you know, once, you know, I have everything on, I am more than likely chanting some Beyonce lyric in my head. And it really doesn't matter which one. Recently, it's been These Motherfuckers Ain't Stopping Me, because Renaissance is an iconic album. And who you know starts an album like that? Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter, that's who. And yeah, I'm doing that. And I'm just, I'm going to mention Joseph a lot. Joseph... he had told me a few months ago, he's like, yo, remember the kid that you were when you wanted to do this versus remembering the person you were when you started training. And I think that flipped my perspective,
mm-hmm,
especially the latter half of this year, because like, I'll like remember that kid right before I go out. And it just like, it helps me have more fun.
Yeah.
You know, it helps me go out there and go, oh my God, like, I remember when I was 8, when I was 10, watching this on, you know, watching SmackDown on UPN, you know, like, and now, you know, being able to live it is just like, wow, you know. So that's like really my pre-match ritual.
Yeah, yeah. So I still think that you should do some pigtails and throw some rhinestones up in your hair.
So I did pigtails last year when my locks were a little shorter, and I gotta bring them back.
Yes, or I like the space buns.
Yes, and I was doing those too, yeah, like the two, I was calling them the Poison Ivy Uma Thurman space buns.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would have them here and then like some down in the back. I think I got to bring that back.
Yes, but you got to put some rhinestones in it too.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like that would like just fit. Like, I know we were talking about this at the Grind Show or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, see what I think? Like pigtails, I think of Casey Kirk or the space buns, you know?
Right.
So that's bestie. So, but yeah, so like I think it'd be cute. Like something like, you know, I think more people should do it. So maybe not, because then Casey probably, but like, you still need it. So rip that out. But all right. So we have some fan tweets. Let's start with this one. This one's from Good Cop, Bad Cop. Shout out to you. He likes to mess with everybody on my podcast. So he says, with Angela Carter being an anagram of cereal rant, go.
Oh,
I want to know, what is your least favorite breakfast cereal and why? Rant away.
My least favorite breakfast cereal? Look, I'm a sugary cereal person. Like, give me a Lucky Charms, give me a Frosted Flakes, give me a Honey Nut Cheerios, and we're good. I don't understand how people can eat Cheerios with no sugar. Or with nothing. I don't understand how people can eat Rice Krispie Treats with no sugar, with no nothing. I don't give a damn about no Snap, Crackle, Pop. I can do that myself. I'm not putting my ear to no cereal to hear this shit. I'm just saying. I'm not putting my ear to no cereal. I can do it myself. I can snap, I can crackle, and I can pop off. Like, that's it. I'm not eating no Rice Krispies unless it is with mixed with marshmallows and fluff with a little sugar, with a little whatever, a little chocolate inside, whatever, and it's a treat, Rice Krispie treat, which I really can't eat no more because I'm on, you know, I gotta get slim, but you know, slimmer because I'm very slim now. But yeah, no, like, what is a Rice Krispie? Get it away from me. That's how I feel.
I feel like I should follow up with this with the tweet that shout out to Everything Pro Wrestling Conrad. He triggered the shit out of Miracle Generation by asking, do you pour your milk in first and then your cereal, or do you pour your cereal in first and then pour your milk over it?
So I do both, and I know I'm going to get bullied by somebody on Twitter. Fuck you. That's how I feel. Okay? Like, sometimes I'll pour the milk in first, because like if I pour the cereal in, like I pour the milk, sometimes the cereal will overflow, then I have to push the cereal down, and then if I want to put more cereal in, so I'm gonna put the milk first and then the cereal, because the cereal will sink to the bottom so that I get more cereal in the milk. Like, y'all are not using science. I will be the first to admit that I did not give a damn about science in high school, middle school, elementary school, nothing. Like, I didn't care about anything but talking to my friends in school. But science. Okay, so if you're judging me for doing my milk first, kiss my ass. That's how I feel.
Man, Dustin Waller went off on the podcast saying, if you do that, block him.
Dustin, don't play with me, okay?
I love it. Hey, Matt Awesome is in the chat. What's going on? He goes, Mr. Angelo Carter, hello there. Someone I have my eye on for 2023 to possibly mix it up with.
We will just have to see.
Sipping my tea.
I'm playing. I've known Matt for a long time, definitely. That would be super fun.
Oh man, I'm dead. That was great. I love Matt. Matt is great.
That would be super fun.
Yes, I'm here for it. Definitely. All right. We have another fan tweet, but this one was actually from Joseph from last night. So he's got a two-part question. So his first one is, when you hear the term A-game, who do you think of?
He drives me up the wall. Do y'all notice? I think of him. Like, I think of Joseph Alexander.
All right. So the second part of the question was, he told me to tell you to tell the story how he was being mistaken of what being Waves and Girls.
All right. Let me paint this picture for y'all. Okay. We went to Black Label Pro at the beginning of June. Shout out to Black Label Pro.
Yes. Love them.
Super awesome. Incredible experience. Like, still to this day, I'm like, dude, I got to work a pre-show match at Black Label Pro. That was super fun. So we get there, and, you know, I think my locks were they blonde? I think I was blonde at the time, but I had, like, my locks. And, you know, Joseph, he's been rocking the Waves and stuff like that. We're walking around, we're saying our hellos and everything, you know, like we're kind of all in a new area. Like a couple of us have worked the Midwest before. Like Joseph's always over there with Paradigm. And I went with Paradigm back in April. And I was over there one time before that. And, you know, cool. This guy walks up to us and I swear legitimately goes, yeah, you guys Waves and Curls. And we both look at each other. And then we look at the guy and we're like, no. And he's like, oh, yeah, you guys look like Waves and Curls. And we were trying to figure it out, because I was trying to figure out, none of them have a lot. Like, is this the curl? This is the curl. This is the curl he was talking about. This is the curl. The curl in my hair. Because I was trying to figure out, we don't look like, okay, so like Joe could totally pass for, you know, oh my God.
Jalen.
But yes. Joe could totally pass for Jalen. Like, that, I'm not even going to deny. Like, first glance, like if you look at him too fast, you're like, Jalen Brick? No, that's not Jalen Brick. But do I look like Trayvon Jordan? Do I look like him?
Is he the chokeslam like, champion of NFW? Like, I don't know.
But legitimately, like.
Were you guys playing Dance with Somebody and maybe you like were walking listening to that and the guy heard it or whatever?
Absolutely not. I want y'all to take a good look at my hair, okay? It's very iconic. It's not going anywhere. I am not Trayvon Jordan, okay? Joseph Alexander is not Jalen Brandon.
No,
we are not Waves and Curls. Shout out to Waves and Curls. They are the best.
Oh, you're in trouble now. Matt Austin just tagged Dustin and said he does the milk first gimmick. No bueno.
look. And Dustin knows me, and we work a lot of the same shows, so me and Dustin can have this debate on season 2 of Keeping Up with the Dragon. So, like, let's do it. Where do you want to do it at? Anyway, that is the story about how the Money Dragon and A-Game got confused for being Jalen Brandon and Trayvon Jordan.
Oh, my God. I'm dead. That's funny. Oh, man. All right. John asked in the chat, would you ever wrestle Anastasia Morningstar? Yes.
I'm down to wrestle anybody, child. Like, you want a spot on season 2, Keeping Up with the Dragon, I'm here for it. Yeah, no, totally. I don't think I've ever met Anastasia Morningstar, but like, you know, I think that would be so cool. Like, yeah, totally like a nice little mix of, you know, I'm losing the word, techniques, I guess, would be the word that I'm trying to find. Yeah, it would be super cool. I would have a lot of fun.
Let's go. I feel like, you know, Wrestling Open is in yours and Joseph Alexander's ball game in 2023. You guys need to make it happen.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, totally a place
I can see it like with Brother Greatness and Anastasia teaming up and wrestle you guys. I feel like that would be a fun tag team. Drew. Anyway.
That would be super fun. Oh,
right? That would be fun. I feel like that would be.
You know, me and Joe are newly friends now. So like we would love to tag team.
Yes, I'm here for it. I'm for it. So, all right, cool. All right. So let's do a fun post that's very important to me onto this podcast. Yeah. I ask everybody on this. So wrestling with positivity, because there's always negativity in the world of wrestling, but I like to focus on the positive. So is there anything that sticks out to you, you know, something maybe you've done for a fan, maybe a fan's done for you, maybe a wrestler's done for you, maybe something you've done for a wrestler, anything that sticks out that, you know, we wouldn't really know about it unless you would share this story?
I always go blank on stuff like this because like there's been so many people who have like, you know, come up to me and said like, you know, I love your stuff and like I really want to see you go places and stuff like that. I will say something that is a little bit more personal to me though. Like I said earlier, I'm going to talk about Joseph a lot. There was a point in June, right before we wrestled for the first time. And I was like, you know, I didn't really know, like, understand my power necessarily. Like, you know, last year I had wrestled Logan with my two friends and tag team partners, Tierra James, who is killing it out here right now, and Indigo, and we, you know, got to wrestle Logan and Sazzy Boatwright and Chris Benet in like a trios match. And, you know, that was a match that really helped me personally because it was something that, like, you never really understand your power until someone shows you, like, until someone shows you how to, like, understand it or embrace it, right? So, right before we wrestled the first time in June, I couldn't even tell you like what my emotions were because they were like all over the place. Because this was like the first, like my first really big singles match. And it was like, you know, at this point, you know, Joe had wrestled for Grind and had been all over the place, you know, and his stock was climbing. And I was, you know, this was my first real opportunity to like prove that I was like, I could be on that level as well, or prove that I was on that level, you know? And that match and I've told him this before, so he fucking knows. That match did a lot for me as far as helping me embrace my power and embrace how I can make other people feel when I'm in the ring. So now when people come to me and, you know, they tell me certain things, or like when wrestlers come to me and they give me like these really like, you know, meaningful compliments as far as like my place in the business, I accept those compliments now. Right. Because like before that, I couldn't really like, I was still trying to wrap my head around even if I was a good wrestler. So to be, after I got that match, I think that, you know, that changed a lot for me.
Right.
So I will always give him his flowers, even though he's going to hold this over my head for the rest of my life. Okay. I'm never going to not hear about this, but no, I'll always give Agan his flowers. He's absolutely incredible. And it was that. And then also I got to work with one of our other students, T2T, who's, you know, one of the students who, you know, is starting to get to another level. I actually got to work with two of them over the last couple of months. And to be able to do for others what Logan has done for me only makes me feel like, wow, like, I really am becoming the person that I always wanted to be. And, you know, that's the only thing that I could ask for, was, you know, being the person that I always dreamed of. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so, you know, shout out to T2T and, you know, all of the incredible talent that has come out of T2T so far, and more yet to come.
Yeah, so make sure you're paying attention. So, all right, so what are some goals for you in 2023?
2023 goals. I'm going to see Beyonce. I know this is not a wrestling goal. I don't give a damn. I'm going to see Beyonce on the Summer Renaissance Tour, because let me explain something to you. I have not seen Beyonce live.
No?
But once.
Oh, wow.
Once.
Okay, I see
her. And it wasn't even like a Beyonce concert. It was like a concert where like all, like a benefit concert. Mm-hmm. And she was there. She performed two songs and she left. So I was not happy with that. I was like, and then the next year she went on the Formation Tour, and she had went on vocal rest, and the tour date got moved, and then I couldn't get off that day. Then she went on the Run 2 years later, and I couldn't get tickets to that. So like
at Barclays, man, you gotta go. Yeah, Barclays. That's like
where she was at. These were stadium tours. Yeah. So she was at MetLife, and I'm just like, let me explain something to Ticketmaster, SeatGeek, whatever the. If I don't get a ticket to the Summer Renaissance Tour, everybody's hearing from me.
Man, she changes her outfit so many times on stage. It's so much fun. Oh, fun concert.
I got to see Beyonce.
Yes.
That's
okay.
Number one.
So that's a goal.
but no, for real, for real. Goals for 2023. I have so many people I want to wrestle. Yeah. I just want to be better. You know, I just want to have more fun.
Yeah.
Like, these last few months, I think from the beginning of October to now, I've been having the most fun I've ever had wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, at Dropkick Depression at the end of October, I got to dance to Beyonce in a wrestling ring. Like, that's one of my favorite moments ever wrestling in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Because, like, who gets to say, yeah, I totally did, you know, dance to a brand new Beyonce song in the middle of a wrestling ring, being a wrestler, like, what, you know, like, so I want to be better. I want to have more fun. I want to wrestle everybody on my list. And yeah, those are like my goals. Like, I want to go to the West Coast. I want to, wrestle over there. I want to go to down South. I want to go back to Canada. Ooh. I want to go to the UK.
Nice. See, wait, look, perfect opportunity here. Here, look at this beautiful photo here. Book him. He's taking all bookings.
I am here, baby. I'm here.
Yes.
This diamond has his passport, and he is ready to fly first class.
Look at that. Look at that.
Maybe not first class. Don't do that. Maybe not first class. I'm just saying
don't
first
push
class
it, don't push
in
it.
Life.
Don't push it. Tell them that first you'll bring, like, some, life. Like, coffee crisp or something.
You know, first class in life.
Or
just saying, like, you know, enjoying my life, because I'm first class in life. Not like a first class ticket on an actual plane. That's not what I'm saying. So, okay, Booker's that's not what I'm saying, I promise.
I'm dead. John's tagging Drew from beyond, telling them he likes my match idea of you and Joseph versus Brother Greatness and Anastasia. Hell yeah, let's go for it. Wrestle Open, I'm here for it, definitely.
True.
See, we're trying to book all these matches. We're trying to get you on Effie's Big Gay Brunch.
Come on,
you know,
come on,
like
come
we threw it out into the universe today. So, all right. So, you know, we have like your goals or whatever like that. And obviously, like, you know, pretty much like what I'm going to ask you is, what are some things you like to do when you're not wrestling? Obviously, listening to Beyonce, but what's some other stuff?
A lot of people don't know. I was a singer for 17 years. I was a theater kid. I was like, that was my thing. So I love to sing. Like, any given day, you will catch me walking down the street, mm-hmm. belting out. Now I'm belting out SZA's new album, mm-hmm. like literally belting at the top of my lungs.
Yeah.
But it's still Renaissance. It's still Virgo's Groove, my favorite song of the year. Like, I love to sing. You know, I was, you know, on my church choir for like 10 years. So like, I am a singer. I love to cook. I love to bake. Like, I will cook for you, baby. Like, oh, what you want? You want fried chicken? You want the, okay, I got you. You know, people love my fried chicken.
I'm sorry. Dustin's in the chat. He goes, make sure my nephew do his homework tonight. I'm sorry.
Look, okay. I have no autonomy over what my best friend does. Tell, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm dead.
Tell your brother to tell his child to do his homework. That's it. that's all I can say. Like, I don't really know what you want me to say to that, Dustin. I love y'all, though. I do. I really do. But, like, you know.
Oh, my God. I'm dead.
Joseph enters the chat in 3, 2, 1. Like...
I can't. I'm sorry. That was great. What's up? What's up, Conrad from Everything Pro Wrestling? Much love to you. Thanks for joining on in. So I'm pretty much dying on this podcast because we're just having a good old time here. We started talking about the milk and the cereal, and he is the reason for that question. Pretty.
Look, okay. Don't come at me for my choices. It's science. I keep telling y'all, it's science. Use the science that we learned in school. Anyway.
Anyway. So back to, back to things. Anything else?
Yeah. So, I mean, I love cooking. I love baking. You know, I love singing. I mean, I'm also a big, huge fan of the Real Housewives franchise. So any given day, you will catch me quoting The Real Housewives. You will catch me watching The Real Housewives. If you pay attention to my Twitter feed long enough, it becomes Real Housewives commentary. So, like, I'm a huge, you know, reality TV, you know, person. I mean, duh. I have my own reality show myself. So, those are, like, some of the things that I love to do. Like, you know, I love me a good cocktail. Love me a good cocky. Love me a good champagne, rosé. You know, give
all
me
right,
a good...
we're getting drinks and dumplings, man.
Yes,
that's on the list.
My drink is Prosecco Saint Germain, a shot of Tito's. It's so good. It's Prosecco
I got a Saint bottle Germain. Of Tito's. I just got it. All right, I'm coming to your house.
I have some. Look, I got some right. Prosecco
I just
and
got
I have
a bottle.
Saint Germain.
I just got a bottle. Shout out to Tyler. He brought me a bottle. I cried.
Stop. Okay, yeah. Like, at some point, I got to make you my drink. Prosecco, Saint Germain, Tito's, a little bit of club soda, and either lemon juice or grapefruit juice. It is so good. It's like a good little brunchy, boozy, like, you know, sizzling drink. It's so good.
Dustin, you can drink now. You're 21. But he said that, he goes, you better not put no milk first. No way.
Dustin. It's science. If I put the milk first, then the cereal will go to the bottom. It's simple mathematics. Like, y'all not gonna treat me like I'm some damn cereal killer. Like, we're not doing this.
He's screaming no in the chat.
Dustin, do not do this to me. I have no words for Destin, okay? No words.
He goes, what cereal goes to the bottom? And he wrote it in caps. Now he's screaming. Like, bro. I think you need to make him a cocktail. Boy needs a cocktail.
He needs something. Why are you yelling at me? I didn't even do nothing. I just said it's science. Look, whatever. We're not going to have this argument. You're not going to treat me like I'm some serial killer, okay?
You said you're eating rocks. I love all you guys so much, just so you know. Like, I really do.
Oh my gosh.
You guys entertain the shit out of me.
That was so good. Destin, do not yell at me. I didn't do nothing.
Damn, you like wrote out in caps too. That was crazy. Everything pro wrestling wants to know, is a taco a sandwich?
Is a taco a sandwich?
Yes, we had this debate with Rep Gina. So now I guess we're having it with you.
Well, no, because like I feel like a sandwich is something that's between two pieces of bread, right?
Right.
So two pieces of bread, mm-hmm. like that. Sandwich.
But I guess like in his theory, like, well, you know, if you have like a soft taco and you fold it. Like...
A taco is a taco. A sandwich is a sandwich. But like anything can be a sandwich, but everything can't be a taco. You know what I'm saying? Like a taco, you know? I feel like I said that wrong. Anything could be a taco, but not everything could be a sandwich or something like that. I don't really know what I'm saying right now. The point is, like, you can have a fried chicken sandwich and you can have a hamburger, which is technically a sandwich, right?
Yeah.
But a taco is a tortilla like that. It's not a sandwich.
Conrad said this could be up for a scientific debate. How does
both things? Both things. I'm gonna tell somebody who's in high school right now, I'm gonna be like, for your science project this year, we're gonna do the cereal first or milk first.
I feel like,
and we're gonna see.
This is the next time I'm up at Grind, I feel like my backstage stuff is gonna have to be like that. Is first we have to ask, do you pour your cereal in first and then your milk, and your milk first?
Okay, or... because I wonder. You know what? I really wonder now. Like, I wonder how Rip does it or how Dummy does it.
I feel like
if they tell me that I'm wrong for the way I do it, I'm gonna be like a little sad.
I feel like I gotta have you and Dustin with me, or we're gonna walk around and we're gonna ask this question.
100%.
We're gonna have, because I feel like since now I have both, you know, both you guys, one saying yes, one saying no, so we'll just walk around and then, you know, I feel like this is just gonna be pure chaos.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh man. John says in the chat, I'm in high school and I put milk first then cereal, but no problem. Damn. Dustin's going to tell you to block him.
Like, Dustin, you cannot get rid of me. I am your nephew's best friend. You cannot get rid of me.
I'm dead. I am dead. Oh, geez. Any more fun questions? Like, they're dying in the chat. I love it. You guys are great. All right. So I have one final question for you. If anybody else has anything, feel free. Drop into the chat if you want us to continue talking about food. My podcast always turns into food conversations.
I love food. Like, talk to me about food. I love food.
Me and Alex Zane was my sixth interview on the Under the Rope series, and he was in Japan. And even though, like, I had a whole shitload of questions for him, we just kept going back to food, like, the entire podcast. So,
it's
like,
something about food and cocktails.
I know, right? Right? Oh, man. So we're going for... I feel like, you know what? That's what it's going to be. That's going to be, like, our thing. We're going to do a little vlog, right? We're going to go have drinks, right? And we're going to go up to random people and put them on the vlog, and then we're going to ask them this. So we're going to get the opinion outside of wrestling to see what other people will say. So
IWTV, greenlight it. Let's go.
So Conrad said, you need to get people after the match to make their cereal bowl. new show idea. Yes. I'm here for it. I love it.
Oh my gosh. It.
All right. John says, Angelo versus Flash for the night of what goes first, milk or cereal? LOL at open. Who wins? Ooh. There we go. So now you and Dustin got to wrestle, and it's going to be the battle of who's correct.
Dustin's on my list, my 2023 list. So we can make it. We can make it simple. It's who's right and who's wrong, and I'm right because I'm going to win. Yeah, I'm always right.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, I'm here for this match, so I want it. Melissa said cereal bowl scramble match. Ooh.
Or and we could have.
We could have a ladder match.
Marino. Yeah, and you got to have Alyssa Marino commentate it.
Yes, I'm here for it.
Shout out to Alyssa Marino. Yes. I love her. She is so sweet. She's so good at her job. Like, she's the best. Yes. Shout out to Alyssa.
Much love. Oh my God, that's hysterical. All right. So, like, I always like to end off my podcast again. If anybody has anything else, drop it into the chat. But I like to leave it off for a good note and, you know, positive out there, you know, for those amateur or inspired wrestlers out there. What's a piece of advice that you would give them? I know we had like our laughs. Now we're back to seriousness.
Yeah. A piece of advice that I would give to, like, you have to be willing to sacrifice. And it's hard to let go of some things, right? But, you know, you're never going to grow if you stay in the same place. You know, you have to be willing to sacrifice, you know, whether it be, you know, oh my God, whether it be, sorry, you have to be willing to sacrifice, you know, whether it be, you know, a certain time frame where usually you would, you know, go home and play video games or something. Like, no, use that time to go train and, you know, go tape study or, you know, go be in the gym and, you know, go do whatever. You know, like, this year, as incredible as it was, there were a lot of things that I had to let go of and sacrifice in order to be who I am on December 13th, 2022, you know. And you have to be willing to do the work, you know, because you can't just say, yeah, I'm going to go. And then, you know, you're half-assing it the whole time. You have to be willing to do the work. Like, you're not going to go anywhere if you don't do the work, you know. And I'll be the first to say that I wasn't working as hard as I should have been this time last year. And, you know, in January, I told myself it's time to work harder. It's time to be better. And I lost like 30 pounds from, like, I could show you a picture from last December or like last August to like now. And like, I'm like 190 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Like, in last year I was like 220. So, you know, I was willing to do the work, and I just wanted to be in a place where people respected my work and respected who I am. And I'm still growing, of course. And I still have people to wrestle in front of and people that will, you know, love to see me and just experience, you know, get the Angela Carter experience. But, you know, you have to be willing to do the work. Right. You have to be willing to sacrifice things, and you got to keep going. Like, if this is what you truly want, you got to see it through. You know, like, there are going to be days where you just do not want to get out of bed. And believe me, I've had a multitude of those days this year. And the only thing that pushed me harder was, and pushed me further was, this is not who I'm going to be at the end of the year. This is not who I'm going to be in the next 5 years. This is not who I'm going to be in the next 10 years. I have a vision and a goal and a picture of who I want to be. And that's who I'm going to be. And that's it.
I'm here for
that's it. Write it down. Write it down. Write everything down.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of inspired wrestlers out there that haven't even made their debuts or they're in training mode. So I always like to ask those questions because those things are always like important for it. So especially Sky, much love that she's a big supporter of this podcast. So, but So, you know, we have your flyer here for that. You're accepting bookings for 2023. John says, Drew says, yes, D'Angelo coming to open. I'm making a sign that's going to say milk before cereal 2023.
Stop. No, he didn't. Yes.
He'll do it. He'll definitely do it. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Look. Hey, Drew.
I love it. So, yeah, so you're accepting bookings for 2023.
Absolutely.
So, there's things in the future that you have coming up that you just can't announce yet. Is that how it is going for you right now?
Yeah, there's a few things that I have that I can't quite announce yet. One thing I will say, I kind of hinted at it earlier, you know, me and Joseph are friends now, but we did have a little bit of a situation, a little bit of a rivalry going on. And we're currently at 1-1.
Ooh.
So we got to have that last one, babe. Mm. And I don't know, that might be coming to a city near you. I can't give you guys the details. But yeah, there's that. But there are some things that I can't quite announce yet.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm around. I'm out here. You know, like, we lit, we live, we are on a first-class flight in 2023. So keep up with your own business, because you can never keep up with this dragon.
Yes. So definitely. So tell everybody where, like, they can find you, so they can follow you, support you, merch, all that fun stuff.
Absolutely. So on Twitter and Instagram, I am Money Dragon TV. Pretty self-explanatory. I don't feel like spelling, because I know at this point I'll probably be like...
It's no. Cool. All the links are in the description below, yeah. Too. So I got
Money
you.
Dragon
got you.
TV on Twitter and on Instagram. Money Dragon TV also on YouTube. Make sure you go follow that, because Keeping Up with the Dragon Season 2 is coming next year, next spring. We're starting off, you know, new season. You know, the reality show is going to be a little bit different this year, in 2023. So make sure you follow the YouTube channel. I should have gave you that link. I totally forgot about that.
It's okay. We can put it in after. Yeah. Not a problem. Yeah. Put it in after.
YouTube channel. I am on Brainbuster Tees, brainbustertees.com/AngeloCarter. Get your merch, honey. We have new merch coming, in the next coming months. We have some exclusive things that I'll have at my merch tables at shows. So, you know, we're coming up. Like, we're super excited. 2023 is going to be like, it's going to be huge. I'm so excited.
Yay, I'm here for it. So again, you can follow those links in the description below. I got you covered in that. So, but yeah, so it was so fun chatting with you.
This was so, so fun. Yes. Like, I can't wait to do this again in like 6 months when I'm like, I come back from Canada and we're like, you know, we could do like a live show with cocktails. And
yeah,
stuff like
we
that.
Should. That's that it. Our new so show. Cute. That's going to be our new show. We're going to have a new show. We're going to do cocktails and we're going to go around asking people about
yes.
cereal.
Yes.
And milk. Yes. Oh my God. John says, I need a hoodie that says milk first, always from Angelo Carter.
Did you just give me a new merch idea? Because I will do that.
Yes.
And I will make Dustin so upset.
You have to give it to him. Like, that's what you got to do. Don't
oh,
even
yes,
tell
that's
him.
His Christmas present.
Don't even tell him. Make it, wrap it in a box, you know, make it all pretty, you know, with the rhinestones and all that stuff. Like, here, Dustin, Merry Christmas. He'll open it up, and then it's like, oh my God, it would
okay.
be such a fun segment. Like, next you and show. Dustin, like, you're set up for this match, right? Like, whatever, you let's say open or so, or whatever, grind, yeah. right? You're at grind, you know, like, Dustin comes out first, then you come out after with this gift, right? And he has to open it in front of the fans and everything like that in the middle of the ring, and then he's got to pull it out to show everybody, you know, whether it's a late birthday present or a late Christmas
that would
be present.
Hilarious.
Dustin's like, you're done. I'm dead with you, Tiffany.
Like, that would be, I'm like,
no,
he would pull out his phone in the middle of the match and just go block me on Twitter. Like,
and
that would be
block
hilarious.
Me too. Block me. Tiffany, block. Like, damn it. Like, I'm done with you, Tiff. That, like, you're Kylon's
like,
problem
now.
Like,
now, why am I in it?
I'm dead. It will be my fault somehow. You won't get blocked, but I will.
Yeah.
It's all good. All fun and all love here again. So, but yes, please feel free. Follow Angelo Carter. Don't definitely go check it out. If you see him at some shows, go say hi, go buy some merch, all that fun
I'm
stuff.
I'm so nice, I promise.
Yes.
I know I may not look like it because New Yorkers, we have resting bitch face, but like, I'm so nice, I promise. I'm the
yes.
nicest person.
Yes, yes, definitely. So, but again, thank you for coming on here, chatting with us.
Thank
I had so
me.
Much fun, you know, like, it's going to be great. So, but I'll definitely see you soon, you know. guys, I guess I might as well announce it now. Next week, I'm going to put it out tomorrow, I guess, or maybe later tonight. We'll see. But Black and Yellow is coming on next week. Much love to them. A little tag team action going on next Wednesday. So definitely tune in for that. So, yeah. So I'm going to wrap it up. So you guys know the drill. Stay safe. Support independent wrestling. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.